kind of at the midway point of our mini camp weekend. It's been a productive weekend thus far. We expect it to continue. Guys are doing a really good job of learning some of the things that we're asking them to learn and acclimate themselves to this environment. Really working hard. I like the energy and enthusiasm. Obviously, we're not perfect, but I think we've had good practice environments. Hadn't been a lot of balls on the ground. Center quarterback exchanges have been solid. The defense has stayed on sides. The things that could really erode away at the practice hadn't occurred, which has been good. So I think we've got some positive reviews thus far in terms of being able to evaluate people and teach people. It's been good. Be happy to address any questions you might have.
What do you look for in these things, Mike Maylin?
You know, just you know, how people learn. I think you gather information about people as much as you evaluate them. How they learn in classroom settings, how they learn on the grass. Are they capable of learning from others' mistakes? What do they do with the reps that they get? Really, it's a blank slate from that standpoint, and we're just gathering information about any and all the guys individually and collectively.
Like, how often are you surprised with what you see out here? Or normally, have you done so much research on, you know what you're getting here?
I mean, you know, I think every time the ball snapped, you're capable of being in for a surprise. So there's surprising things that occur. But more than anything, I look for a pattern of behavior that's either, you know, attractive or unattractive. And there's been a lot of that.
Mike, what's the best way to describe your philosophy on the kind of pressure, getting a front seven to have pressure can have on your secondary?
You know, rush and coverage works together. And it has since the beginning of the time. It will. You got to apply pressure to the quarterback. It doesn't matter how many people you do it with. You better use as many as is required for consistent pressure to ensure that the ball comes out in a timely manner. Because when it doesn't, it means points and yards for the offense. And that's just the reality of football at any level where the passing game is an integral part of it.
Mike, when all these guys are new to this level, do you bring them along slowly all the time or every once in a while throw a whole bunch of stuff at them and see how they react?
You know, we change the pace on them. The big thing is you want to challenge them, but at the same time, you don't want to overwhelm them. So that means changing the pace from time to time with what it is you ask them to do or what it is you teach them.
Mike, the second round pick wearing 91, was that intentional or was that coincidental?
I didn't think about it till you just mentioned it, so it's probably coincidental.
Would you like to see them expand maybe the things, the eligibility for this, where a guy like maybe Landry Jones, who didn't play, could come in and throw some balls for you?
You know, I'm a proponent of the offseason. I believe that guys that want an opportunity to work and need an opportunity to work should get an opportunity to work. So anytime you're talking about more opportunities for young guys to grow and develop as players, I'll be for that.
Is anyone limited by the quarter system other than Zumwalt?
Zumwalt and Shaquille will be limited by that. I don't know their potential return dates. That's something that we'll figure out along the way. But those are guys that we acknowledge are going to be limited in terms of their OTA participation.
And is there an advantage to them pushing OTAs back this year? I mean,
it doesn't matter. Yeah. You know, obviously you want the OTAs to be after the draft. The draft was pushed back, thus they were. You want to have an opportunity to introduce new people to your football and work with young people. So as long as the same for everyone, it's fair, and it is that.
Is Martavis dealing with an injury issue?
Yeah, he fell yesterday and catching the ball on the sideline. We'll take it practice by practice. Maybe he'll be back out this afternoon. We'll see.
Mike, with OTAs coming up, the next step, is it important for Troy to be here since he's going to have a new free safety?
You know how OTAs are. They're voluntary. It's not 100% attendance across the league. I'm not getting into that with any particular player. We'll work with the ones that show up and get them better.